You got those lines in between it. And so I encourage you to get that framed and put it in your office, and put something like, you know, presented to your first name and last name in recognition of your appearance on the name of the show, on NBC, CBS, ABC, and Fox affiliates around the country, and the date. You know, I encourage you to use the logos if you can. You know, if there's a way to put those on there, because obviously it'll make it look even more impressive, because people will associate it with something they know. And this is, again, another award, essentially. You know, we encourage all of our clients, when you have things that are framed for you, you don't just frame them and put them on the wall. You need to put a plate below it that says presented to your name and then as seen on, or whatever the thing is, so that it actually looks like, you know, like an award or a plaque, rather than just you know, rather than just something that you were impressed with and mm-hmm. framed it yourself.
Definitely. And then you can actually also take this photo and use it as special postcards or flyers or letters to send out to your clients as well.
Yeah, exactly. And so you can take you can create a postcard version of this exact same thing, and or you holding the framed version or whatever, and say, you know, we'd like to thank you for your support, for helping us be featured on X, Y, and Z, and you send that again out to your clients and prospects. Again, just another way to reach them, not via email. Yeah. You know, I love email for certain things. I love it for a lot of things. We do a lot of email marketing, but you can get a lot more attention sometimes in the mailbox because everyone's emailing and not that many people are sending out mail.
Exactly. Continuing on with that, you know, getting away from email is including a copy of the DVD in your newsletter, or if you're selling any kind of information products, using it as maybe a bonus disc or something additional to use there as well.
Yeah, so we call this a ride-along, obviously. If you're already sending out mail, just drop it in there with it. You know, it won't cost you much more if you're already sending out the newsletter to drop a copy of that interview. And then people will, especially if they're not used to receiving multimedia content in with the newsletter, or they weren't expecting it along with the product, and it's something of value, it's packaged well, so it looks like it's valuable, and you got something free, they'll be impressed, and they'll watch it. It's funny, some people might even think that you sent it to them on accident. They didn't actually order it,
yeah.
But you sent it to them as a bonus. So you let them know, hey, we wanted to thank you for your business, so here's a bonus for you this month. You know, a copy of our interview normally sells for X, and here's a copy of it. So again, you can send it as what we call a ride-along in some sort of mail you're already going to send.
Definitely, and hopefully something that we really teach here is you definitely want to be using physical newsletters in your business. So if you are sending out physical newsletters, let's say it's on a monthly basis, something that you can really do to kind of spice that up is to maybe create a special edition newsletter or e-zine or something that really is just that interview, and it's maybe now you're hitting somebody twice a month instead of once, and they're getting something extra and special.
Yeah, so the whole thought behind this is really for a newsletter or e-zine format where you can just send out another email, but instead of it being buried in your typical newsletter or your e-zine, say, hey, this is a special edition. We're so excited. We really want to share this stuff with you. So check it out. The interview just came out, or here's some pictures. I'll share the interview with you soon. But it's a special congratulatory kind of e-zine that say, hey, we want to share the news with you first. And what I tell everyone when they come when they do anything with us, but particularly the TV experiences where you're flying in and all this stuff, the bigger deal you make of it, the bigger deal everyone else is going to make of it. So if you were going to go be on Oprah, think about what you'd do. From the moment you heard that you were going to be on, you'd be tweeting and Facebooking and writing about your newsletter. You'd be posting comments about buying a new wardrobe for it or what you're going to wear and give me some advice. You'd be taking pictures, smiling on the plane. I'm on the plane here heading to Oprah. You know, you'd be in the green room before the show taking little videos and taking a picture with the host, taking a picture with Oprah. You'd be afterwards, you'd post a video. I mean, I was so nervous, but I think it came out great. I can't wait to share it with you. You might even do a little bit of behind-the-scenes video. But it's like, man, the more you do that with any experience you have, the more, because you're treating it like a big deal, everyone else will follow suit and kind of follow the story along with you.
Definitely. And that kind of really digs into kind of the next two strategies, which is to and it's something that I've actually done now as I've gone in and done some other TV shoots is go and get some pirated footage. So I did this actually right before I was on the Daily Buzz, and I just had my iPhone out and I was like, hey, I'm behind the scenes about to go live. And I mean, that stuff is really, really powerful. And then also, as soon as you get off camera, going outside and maybe doing an interview and saying, I just got off camera and all this crazy stuff just happened, right?
Yeah, absolutely. And so I love this strategy because particularly in our settings, you know, we can kind of have fun with it. But you can record, you know, behind the scenes footage or pirated footage, even as we'll call it. You know, the first client of mine who did that was Ben Glass. He's a coach to other attorneys. And he had someone record with, at the time, it was a flip camera, and everyone just usually uses their iPhone. And it recorded, you know, he had someone while he was doing his interview record a minute or so of it. And then he had him like, you know, filming behind the lights and the camera. So you could tell it was a production setting. It looked really impressive. And then he posted on YouTube, you know, hey, I'm not supposed to have this. This is some pirated footage off of my interview. Check it out, but don't tell anyone. And it's kind of mischievous and sneaky, and people really like it.
I love it. I love it. Very, very cool. You know, something else that you can do, and I think we spoke about it a little earlier,